I'm telling you, you just wouldn't do it.
That's what I kept thinking when she was telling me. She was thinking that, well, these space aliens that are in fifth and sixth and whatever dimension they are, they could change their mind and become the adversary. And she was saying it's arrogant. Basically, she was saying it was arrogant of me to think that they would not change their mind.
Okay.
If they couldn't. In other words, because I'm a human being and I don't know any better, so therefore it was arrogant of me to say that couldn't be, and I just said it wasn't logical.
Thank you. Because, of course, it could be.
But she thought it was logical.
Well, she is talking about fourth and fifth dimension, which is nothing. That's still very low compression.
Yeah. Which could change her mind, fourth and fifth, right?
Well, I could change my mind. And I could just pitch in with them, too. But you know what? I would be out there, unable to get to this planet. I would automatically forfeit that which I have grown to be. Instantly, like that.
Your consequences would be?
My consequences would be immediate, instant, and unacceptable. And highly illogical.
Well, that's why I think it's illogical that someone would choose to do that, knowing the consequences are that extreme.
Well,
but it could be possible, I guess. You know. So I will leave her with that.
So where does free will stop? It operates here in third, and it also operates in four. But at some given point, doesn't it?
I believe that what you're groping for is non-existent.
Mm-hmm.
You would have free will, basically, until you again become one within the Godness itself.
Yeah, right.
But the facts are, you don't use it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it. You're using it constantly, but the...
It's in alignment with God's will. It's mm-hmm. one will.
It is just totally that you no longer even consider those things.
That's the kind of question I was trying to answer. Ask.
Well, that's what I tell people, Ed, as the thing is that eventually you realize that there is only one will that's logical, and that's God's will.
Well, see, once go under this perception, let us just say that Lazard gets up and he says, boy, over there, you know, Area 51.
This is Oberly. I have sinned. I made a mess out of the front end of this tape. So I'm going to have to do a little reworking of it. This tape was made today, May the 16th, 1991, at the bookstore. And it starts out with my reading of today's writing. So that portion of the tape that is not there can be picked up by finding a copy of today's writing.
What is wrong with utilizing your own wondrous gift of understanding and accept responsibility for that which is your own God within? I do not know how to respond without appearing to be offending, and my intent is anything but that, for I have a live and willing participant, and I frankly do not wish to lose him to the egotistical path of earth. Neither can I allow, with my own sanctions, something to go forth which bears errors and are supposedly spoken by God. There are things to watch for in writing and receiving and guidelines laid forth for any speaker. So beware ones who call themselves God, Aton, Maitreya, Christos, Wakantanka, Grandfather, etc. For these ones bear great energy and they don't really care for errors in pronouncements of their intent. Anything that limits God or places sanctions or specifics is usually not of God's source. I say usually, for the testing might well be laid forth in full intent to trap the receiver and or Hatan for allowing passage of that which is not fully understood or laid forth. If it comes not into my attention, it is not of my responsibility, but this has come directly to me for comment. So, PP, you have presented a choice of one: change your ways, to get off the planet. I need go no further, for there are a myriad of choices which include neither of these two. You write that God prefers non-intervention. Nay, son, he does not intervene. unless on an individual basis with petition from the individual. God, as such, did not give the documents you name, friend, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, Bill of Rights, even though they were inspired. Ask the native Indians if they feel the documents were from God. Ask the enslaved blacks, who were considered a half a man unit. They were guided and corrections made, but still they carried forth errors even into your Bill of Rights. They are, however, the only thing left which can guide and secure freedom while you clean up your act and get back into some grace with Creator. God participated to the extent man would allow of it. Man is allowed to do that which he will, but he is also informed that he shall most certainly reap the reward of the harvest from the crop he plants. Then you have made a most simple error, which would mean not except to your enemy, who redefined the term Israel. You have spelled that word with a capital I, which is, in the mere grammatical sense, indicates a place, not a description. You have gone on to clarify the term, but your adversary would not overlook the error, for you pronounce it of God, and God has proclaimed that the Israelites, small I, of his people, are not the Zionists, Jews, who are not Jews nor Zion, who have stolen a land from Palestine. Next, you refer to the documents in point as sacred. This is a strong term, might well be acceptable for human evaluation. God does not consider them sacred in any form. He considers the laws of himself, God as creator, and of the creation to be sacred, those things untampered by man. You must understand, man needed no other laws than those of God and creation. I wish to pick no further except for one more detail. God does not even give the moment of decision or appearance unto crude, nor to the Son, who leads the pack. When it is said that I, God, say that if you don't cease negating life on this land, or know that as of July 4th, 1991, that those who choose to continue displeasing your landlord will find them being evicted without further notice or recourse, I must speak out. Why do I know that that is not true? Because we counsel constantly, and it is not given forth as to specific times, for that is exactly that which pulls man away from God's speakers. This is a clue above all clues of a specific moment, day, etc. If a specific moment, day, etc. is given, for with God there is no time and no space. He only projects generalities and possibilities, for at the moment he would give specifics more than at this moment. The brotherhood of evil would meet, and for that very day there would be nothing evil take place, so as to discount the word of God.
It'd be almost worth it, right?
Neither do you ones need a thousand speakers for a being. He only needs one, actually, and then he needs many to spread the truth. America West participation. Now please understand why I cannot allow the document you have sent to send forth unto all our people as representative of our word to go forth. No, we are most careful to, at this point, not allow the spacecraft logo of the Phoenix to be given. It varies from the Phoenix Journal's logo, of which we claim no particular copyright, for the Phoenix belongs to all. Neither can it be sent forth in AWP envelopes unless George wishes to handle it as a publication, along with some other books and things of which I do not approve. America West Publishers is a publisher of books, of which a portion of printing is our material, no more, no less. Actually, this is not truthful. We get more by a great abundance. But certainly those ones do not proclaim to speak as only in behalf of, as they perceive and understand, personal opinion. We always ask that any comment be thrust forth with that statement always made. In my opinion, I think. My receiver scribe does not speak for me. I speak for me. Do I err? Yes. For I, too, am indeed human and serve a directed purpose. I do not speak your language well and often mischoose words. Men, there are often no words to suit my real needs. That is why one must be so careful to not misuse the term God. except as pertaining to self. Please, PP, accept this as intended. In love and total appreciation, for you take action, and unless ones take action, we cannot change the plight facing the earth, being, nor serve our mission well. I have to now hold Dharma's hand, for she would like off the meat hook and from under the spyglass and take the load. And no, it can't be so, for we each have a task, and so be it. Does this mean we hog the show? I surely hope not, for truth is truth is truth, and if it varies, it can be only through mechanical error to be acceptable. The concept must never err. So it makes me correct and you possibly incorrect. That is for the readers to choose, but if nothing happens on July 4th, which causes great transition and eviction, guess who is going to be perceived as correct? So be it. Part of the whole thrust is to come into balance with accepted ones so that the scattering of input is narrowed into a source of accountability. At first it will be that we appear to be correct more often, and then as things unfold, always. That, friends, is the truth of the prophet. Always correct, not just half the time or a third of the time. Astrology. I have told you that the star signs have great meaning, but not for fortune telling. How can ones, let us say, who are a particular star sign, according to the charts, be so similar or have dominant traits? For many reasons, but it is not usually due to something being in a house or another. I did not say that it cannot somehow be a tool, but I can assure you that we do not utilize the stars for that purpose of fortune-telling, but even the clues of the signs can give you information. Let us take a Scorpio. This is a symbol which can represent the highest or the lost, the soaring eagle or the crawling lizard, perhaps indicating the opposites of good of God, evil. So you will have personalities who seem to serve one or the other with great passion being brooked into that cycle, but the planning goes on at a greater level than you're aware. This is simply an example, for I certainly do not wish to get into astrological forecasts, which, by the way, are very often correct, especially if the person giving the reading is perceptive. However, the tool itself is one to conclude control, and great leaders are said to use the methods to cause you to allow yourself to be controlled by the method, i.e., it was all right for Ronald Reagan, so it must be okay. Then you unsuspecting little people go forth to find your seer and find that the trap has been laid and you are trapped. You will come into knowledge that you will find nothing you seek except within self. Only you will decide how things will be as relates to you. Evil tempts and pulls you down from the physical aspects of all things outside self, energy and soul. God allows the experience, for he has created you with the strength to be godly, and he allows the journey and experiences to happen as you desire until you find your way, for he also gives you ability of perfection, but you will claim the perfection within his laws. Each of you are doing of your own sorting at this very moment. You are offered a platter of truth, lies, and half-truths. You are offered godness, rapture, satanic experience, little gray aliens, God's hosts, and on, which do you choose? God will not give your manifestation proof, for you are already given his wondrous gift of reason and choice, and therefore you will decide. If you decide that you want await a rapture to the clouds, so be it. I will not drag you aboard my craft, and if you make it to the clouds, fine, but the law of creation, nature, physics cuts in here somewhere, and the mere act of rising to fluffy clouds defies that law. But you are free to take that route if that is what you wish to believe. You continue to deal with that which is physical. Do we deal without the physical? No. In this transition, we must also deal with the changing of the physical format into spiritual transition. So we certainly must deal with a human physical body. But as you choose truth of the oneness within God, you automatically become more spiritually oriented. For the physical desires are of the flesh environment. However, many will be in the transition of understanding, and the physical being shall be handled accordingly so that you can continue your service. The facts are that ones working with us, for instance, cease somewhere along the line to be concerned with the physical. I do not mean that they cease to enjoy that of the physical plane, but the intent is no longer focused on that aspect. Does Dharma know the procedure? Yes, at some level of understanding, but no better than any one of you reading who has accepted the truth of the presentations. She accepts that she shall not be tended as promised, and that becomes sufficient. I'm going to read that again.
If you do that again, I'm in real trouble. It's bad enough this conspiracy between she and Ed Young. That gets her off the desk.
She accepts that she shall be tended as promised, and that becomes sufficient. She knows that at some point she will have full instructions, and if she needs to bring a computer, so be it. But she knows that we have larger and better, so why should she? Those who tell you to pack an overnight bag, why? Do you think us not capable of finding you a change of clothing if you get on board without clothes for some reason?
Better start sleeping with your nighties on.
I shall be happy to loan you my toothbrush if you haven't yours. We don't use such archaic items at any rate. As long as you dwell mentally within the totally physical, you are unable to grasp the wondrous magnitude of that which is offered unto you. The evil adversary will bind you to the narrow perception and things of not but physical, for he knows you will only look to the proof of physical perception, yet he truly offers you nothing more than empty promises. Oh, you like it the way it is? Fine. Will it stay the way it is that you find so great? How long? How old are you? Do you have control over every aspect of your physical life? How much freedom do you have, really? You make a bundle of money today, can you be assured that you will have the same tomorrow? How long is a physical lifespan on average? How much more time do you have? How many have you witnessed not going? How many have you witnessed taking it all with them? And you tell me that I have something to prove? Wow. I think that if I were you, I would think carefully about this. The things that ones of earth tell you will happen, such as the rapture as described to the clouds, is against the laws of the creation nature physics. Can God override the laws of nature? Certainly. But I wish just one person would give me a reasonable response as to why he would. Have you once been so good that he would do that? Oh, you crucified and slew his son and spilled his blood upon the earth. So that would please him enough to defy the laws of creation, nature, physics? Oh, now I see. It is that you bow down to ones who write earth laws and vote them in, and you bow down to those men, and so you are now worthy for God to defy the laws of creation. Then what do you mean? Oh, you tithe your money to God or to a church with a preacher, man, woman, or for the building fund? What did you actually give unto God? Did you give it to share thine love with God and his people? Or did you do it to please men with great temples, etc.? You are God's temple. God is spiritual and needs nor wants any of thine foolish things. He will only use them if they be returned in appreciation for his own gifting. Does he not want your contribution so that his kingdom on earth might flourish? Indeed, but a gift means something given, and anything otherwise is not a gift. Likewise, God will only give, offer, and the thing or gift is not, unless accepted. Neither can he accept your gift unto him, if it bears strings which bind it to self, for it is not a gift, is it? What a spaceman, host, and adversaries. If there is one, there is the other, for if you were already perfection, you would not need any of this experience. Well, where are the lighted spacemen? All around. Why don't you see our ships? I don't know. Not looking, I suppose. Or perhaps your government covers up the information. Are there any lighted brotherhood craft inside the secret bases?
Of course.
Then why don't you stop that which goes on in evil portent? Why would we? It is not our business. It is your business. Your adversary is given nothing which will allow man into the outer cosmos with his evil tricks. Earth is one of the planets whereupon Satan was placed, and you have allowed almost 100% corruption. I don't need your place, and if you are of God, neither do you. Shan has evolved, and the place is secured and wondrously beautiful. Could it be you all expect the wrong things? As your world is species human, worthy of mass rapture into placement of radiance? No, I do not judge any individual. However, I do perceive dark ignorance and refusal to turn away from that which is totally physically oriented into flesh activities. I know that God says there will be no evil allowed within the perfection of his places, and there you have it. That does not mean there is not placement in safety for continuing journey, but it does mean that evil shall be left to the physical plane or lower plane of experience. I care not that which you choose, except that I love you as a part of myself and I would have you enjoy. But I honor your choices just as does Creator, for it is not mine to do otherwise. We are there constantly in meeting and reasoning with your leaders, with the leaders of your place. They certainly do not tell us. They do not tell you of those visits, for they plan to terrify you with the presence of aliens. If you knew not about the Iran Gate, why think you that they would tell you God is calling? The last thing they want you to know, that God is calling. Do some of the craft that come and go from, say, Nellis Field in Area 51 come from our command? Yes. And further, your elite bullies know they cannot do a thing about it. But you see, they also know we will not interfere, for our commission is to bring truth, the word. Well, they too are being given the word firsthand with demonstrations, and they still plan to fulfill Plan 2000 according to their own structuring. Oh yes, at some point it will come to a head, and probabilities are that there will be a very big bang. However, that must not be your prime nor urgent concern. You simply need to recognize that God is waiting and the hosts are about our work and in your space. And if you do your work in open awareness, you shall be able to reverse this steamroller. If not, the children who continue to serve God shall be brought into safety. It is that simple, for we have been sent to show you the way and bring you home. I care not to have anyone aboard my craft who would rather be elsewhere. This is simply the last segment of time for choosing. I believe that I shall close this portion at this point, for I wish to discuss this latter subject in depth, and I have not time segment herein. Know that God does not move away from his fragments. You pull away from God. If you choose to sever the cord with God, you are making gross error, but that too is your choice. Man can perform in incredible goodness, godness, within his physical manifestations, if he but will. We are here to assist, but we will not do it for thee. So be it. The creation shall continue into infinity, as will God. Your journey is up to you. I do, however, suggest you start considering the fact that God will not interfere with the journey, nor the laws of creation, nature, physics. He needs not do so to accomplish that which he is about, and you had best be thinking very diligently on these things, for you are out of time. Salute. Yergo C. Hatton, Commander.
Also, thank you. Hatton here in the sunlight. Thank you, friends, for coming. Thank you, new friends, for hearing and coming. We don't meet nearly often enough to share the camaraderie upon which I live and which you give sustenance unto self. But then again, we're doing our work.
that which we agreed to do and in the manner in which we accept it as both limitation through guidance and sequence. But it is with the meeting that we can discuss, share, open a little bit wider Pandora's box, feel a little bit how far we have gone and whether or not we are ready for the next step. Very difficult in efforting to touch 6 billion people, actually closer now to 7 billion. It's overwhelming in its perception, isn't it? Only 1/7 billion of a population, then what can I possibly do to impact this thing? Just know. Just know. Because the other almost 7 billion do not know, and therefore they do not have the strength. You don't understand it. For if you understood that you hold enough power in Godness, not only to change this, but to put you into another dimension and gather all your fragments with you. But that's the necessity of the journey. And our guidelines as a command are, where are we today in perception and understanding? When you still have ones who laugh and get up and walk out of a room because you talk about replication and genetic restructuring, which has been around for 40 years, just you didn't know, but they already make the motion pictures of it. How many didn't walk out of Blade Runner but bought your ticket? Probably $6 a piece even then, those years ago, to go see Harrison Ford kill replicas. Man just has to sit down here into his balance point. Ones laugh and ridicule because they're terrified that it is the truth. And the whole aspect does become rather humorous, you have to admit. How much more wondrous if man would take that which he is and turn it into immortality from inside out, rather than just develop a few more mechanical beings that need to eat and crowd your planet. But that's the only way the adversary can win at all. There is no other possibility, and he knows it. He also knows that there's no other possibility at any rate of actually winning. And always, Heton, even sitting in this group, is how to proceed following a statement like that. Some of you already are in perception of what I'm going to say next. We're getting pretty well attuned. It goes beyond space cadets going into Nellis Field. You see, there are too many crafts coming and going from that Area 51. They've been photographed, many photographs. You're going to find ones, and I would hope that quite a few, I know that some of you did, have an opportunity to listen to Bielek speak. What do I think of the story? It doesn't matter what I think of the story. I know that it was a half-assed attempt at evaporation of material objects.